So, Jackie, what's your full name?
My full name is Jacqueline Andres.
Okay, just to like break the seriousness about it just for a second. But now we can get serious. Don't smile, don't smile. I mean, okay, let's just talk about this very important point about the demonstration on December 7th. And the exact point that I want to get from you is from the statistics that you were telling us about with regards to certain crimes against women in Deutschland. Am I right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay, so when we look at the media and how they report about it, we see that they focus on cases of sexual violence against women, which are committed by men without German-sounding names who come from different countries. And this is a huge bias because
Yes.
what gets lost by it is that the main part of those who commit these acts of violence against women are Germans, but the media, they pick out cases which they can present in a very spectacular manner in against
Ausländers.
exactly.
A la
It's
Boris
easier.
Palmer,
I
maybe.
mean,
A la the mayor of this place. But yeah, but it's not only him. It's probably some more people because y'all had this
yeah.
Laden. Y'all had this shop the other day at the church at the Tübingen Old City. And you were also giving me to understand that there were some people who were of this opinion. So there are many opinions that can be formed based on many things that you hear. But the real truth is something else.
Yeah.
So, what is the real truth with regards to statistics about these people? Because now what you're saying is it's not really something which is coming from outside, but there is already a lot which is inside, which is not being looked at, and as such, there is a manipulation of the truth.
I mean, we are living in a patriarchal society, which means that we
In
live,
Germany.
yes, of
Okay,
course, in
okay.
Germany, like everywhere, I think till now we have that problem.
Wow.
If you hear about a place where this is not the case, please let me know. And I mean, last year we had like at least 147 cases of femicides, which means that these were women who got murdered by their partners or by their ex-partners. And there, it's mainly Germans who committed these crimes against women. And every fourth woman in Germany has experienced domestic violence, like violence in their homes. And if we look at the numbers, like last year, there were at least 113,000 cases of women who experienced violence at home. And these are huge numbers. And the problem is also that we don't even have enough places for women to run away from violence, which can end deadly. As I've said, like alone last year, like almost, that's like almost, that's more than, yeah, that's almost every second day a woman got murdered.
Now, just to get the point away from the woman thing, because here the point is not that, the point is the fact that we are countering another myth. And the myth here is that whatever is going on against the women is Ausländers. These
Yeah.
Ausländers are doing it. That's the myth we are trying to crack. I mean, I get the point. There was a friend of mine who also sent me something about. There was a friend of mine who also said something about International Men's Day, which also happened sometime back. And there was this girl who posted about this saying, look, we know that there is a problem with equality with men and women, and especially the women are more oppressed. But this is a long fight, and we will deal with this as time comes when it happens. But if one were to be honest, she says that gender doesn't make a difference. In the sense that there are feminists who are also not able to see this in an equal light. So not to get this in any more space where we don't know whether it's this or whether it's that. The whole point was to try and be on an equal level, you know, with regards to this men-women thing, which is something which we are going through right now. At the end of the day, what is the point with the Ausländers? That's the point that we need to counter again.
I think it's instrumentalized by populists to destroy solidarity with refugees and with people who are coming here, like to say that it's like it's pure racist assumptions to say that people who are coming from Arab countries, lack respect for women. And I think it's so hypocritical if we listen to that here in Germany, where, as I've said, like every fourth woman experiences domestic violence. We have every second day woman who's like gets murdered. These are really heavy numbers. We're living in a country where the government doesn't even secures enough places and safe houses for women. Like every day, it's just for half of the victims, there's place for them in a safe house. Every day, women get refused in these women houses because they say, we don't have a space free for you to offer you help. And they send them back to their violent husbands who can kill them. Like every return to a violent husband is a risk of getting actually killed. And this is the situation in Germany. And I think it's so hypocritical that these politicians, especially like from the right wing, but not only, that they talk about sexual violence and that they allow themselves to say a point at people who are coming from other countries and to pretend that here a respect for women and safety for women would actually exist. While I think even if you look in close circles and talk to women, I barely know one woman in my social circle that might not be representative, I admit, but who has not experienced any form of harassment, of violence, domestic or even in the public space. It's so widespread. And I mean, just think about it. Till 1997, rape in a marriage, in between husband and wife, was not considered a crime. That's like 20 years ago. That's not a long time ago. Like, these things have started in the legal system to change a bit, but the real practice, I mean, it's so hard to talk about rape and sexual violence because there are no good statistics there. I mean, we're talking about 80% cases who are not being talked about. Like, barely 8% of rape cases get there is a court case being filed. Like the numbers, it's very hard to talk about them.
Definitely. But we do have numbers which are legitimizing the fact that there is enough of violence here in Germany itself against women for some person from Germany to say, hey, no, it wasn't us. Yeah. It's the Auslanders. That's the point we're trying to counter. And that's going to happen, I believe, at this demonstration on December 7th, because that's where they're saying that equal rights means for men and women.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing. For now, what we also have, based on various studies, is the fact that at least 75% of the cases of violence and rape against women are being committed by people of their inner circle, which means that most of the perpetrators are part of their family, work colleagues, are friends, are neighbors. Yeah. So I just want to point that out. Like, it's a very small percentage of those cases of violence which are actually being committed by foreigners, especially by people who are asking for asylum.
And you're right about the media portraying it differently, because I remember when this Apple House incident first happened and Boris Palmer and some people made a big hullabaloo about this, the Schwäbisch Tagblatt's first line was, out of the six people that got thrown out of a particular club because of sexual harassment for women, five were African. And this was the first line of the Schwäbisch Tagblatt, incidentally, which was totally horrible because you don't really have to say it in that sense. Of course, they could defend themselves by many other ways. But yes, that sort of brings it in a very different light sometimes. And then for the reader, it's difficult to make a choice or an opinion and things like this. So it's great that you come up with the statistic. It's great that we're talking about this. I feel it'll be just more great if you come for the demonstration and be part of this. And let's see how things go from there. Yeah,
thank you.
Right now, the point is to break these illusions and remain with what is real.
Yeah, not to follow racist assumptions. And especially as a woman, I'm very furious that these right-wing racist groups are trying to like stand up for women's rights, which is hypocritical and disgusting. And they are trying to instrumentalize fears that women have for a good reason when they walk outside at night because of the experiences that many of us had to make. And they are instrumentalizing these fears, and they are trying to blame it on people who just happen to be born somewhere else. That doesn't matter. Like, just, it happens. Like, men do it everywhere. As I've said, like, we're living in a patriarchy. And so this affects all men and all women. And on this day, when we go out and demonstrate, we want to show solidarity with people who are seeking safe places. And I mean, as a woman, we're also seeking safe places. I think...
Like refugees also.
Exactly. Like, we all have a right to have a life in safety. And I think it's important to talk about human rights and to underline that these human rights, they are fundamental and they are for everyone. And we have to stop attempts by the same groups who are trying to speak in our name, women names, also such as single persons as Boris Palma or as Identitäre Bewegung or these other right-wing groups. We have to stop their discourse, which is trying to to say that human rights should not count for everyone.
Uh-huh.
And this is a very dangerous discourse, and we are trying to encounter it by saying human rights are fundamental and human rights are for everyone, and don't talk in our name and don't blame it on the refugees.
Something to ponder about. Human rights are for everyone or not? Let's leave it open to the listener. Ciao for now.
Ciao.